Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events involving the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. And here to help us, as always, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
It's Veterans Day, Mike. So let's talk a little bit about veterans and how some of them are particularly well-suited to be entrepreneurs. I know you've interviewed the folks from the Recon Network recently. They've got a blog post about working with veterans that I thought was very interesting. They highlight the fact that when you're trained for combat, you're given a set of skills to deal with changing situations. So, you know, there's an old slogan that on contact with the enemy, things change. We make lots of plans, combat starts, and all of a sudden everything breaks loose. Well, the same thing happens with entrepreneurs, doesn't it? We make all kind of great plans, you know, do all kind of research, and then just as soon as we come in contact with customers, all of that changes, doesn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it can change 180 degrees.
Yeah, you know, when you ask somebody to write a check, you find out how good your plan is. You know, people in the military are taught some really special skills in this regard. The first one is to keep 360-degree awareness. So you're going into a, you know, a dangerous situation, look around you, make sure you know what's going on. You know what the resources are, know what the incoming threats are. And so that's a pretty good skill set for an entrepreneur to have, staying aware of what's around you. The second is to know and use alternative routes, right? I mean, you've got a plan to do something. If that doesn't work, you know, you need to have thought a couple of chess moves ahead about what options you have, you know, either entering or leaving a battlefield. And then the third, which is just a classic entrepreneurial skill, and that is to take risks and learn from mistakes. You're dealing in a situation where oftentimes there's more that's unknown than is known. And so you're always testing, always probing, you know, always trying to learn about the situation around you. Some things are not going to work the way you wanted, so you need to, you know, fail and fail fast, learn from it, you know, iterate. And that's a very good entrepreneurial trait too, isn't it?
Well, it sounds to me like successful veterans are all set up to be successful entrepreneurs, or at least maybe be a part of an entrepreneurial organization.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you where I've seen this done the best of anywhere in the world, and it's in Israel. All young people have mandatory military service. And one of the first things they do is separate them into groups, the highest performing down in layers. And then when they get out of the military, they put them in a startup incubator. Nobody's going to die there. The fate of the nation of Israel doesn't depend on that. And so you have people that have been trained in this kind of, you know, situational awareness, iterative, risk-taking process. Israel now raises more venture capital than anywhere in the world other than Silicon Valley. And it's amazing what they've been able to accomplish in about 20 years. And a lot of it's built on the skills that veterans learned as they were going through their training.
Okay. And so you're telling me that they have entrepreneurial conscription?
No. They're conscripted into the military, but they're taught these situational skills, you know, 360-degree awareness, using alternative routes, taking risks and learning from mistakes. And then when they get out of the military in Israel, there's a system of startup incubators.
So they're not required to go into those incubators?
No, but many of them do. And what they've learned in the military is applicable to these entrepreneurial startup companies. And so wouldn't it be kind of interesting in South Carolina? We have a lot of veterans here. We have, you know, significant military installations. Wouldn't it be interesting if we could take the same concept implemented here, where we take advantage of these people with some pretty special skills and get them involved in entrepreneurial activity when their military career is over?
Well, I know that the Small Business Administration has veterans entrepreneurship programs.
Absolutely. And I think if you look online, you'll see a lot of veteran programs, you know, helping veterans transition out of the military and really leverage the skill set. And I think when we think about veterans and skills, we often think about technical skills. You know, I'm an electrician, or, you know, I know wireless or this or that. But I think this kind of is an interesting skill set that I don't know that I had really considered before, that they're just taught to deal with a ever-changing situation. And it's very similar to what, you know, company founders face when, you know, they first get started.
Well, John, as always, Great insight. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.